Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Mora.
And I am Yemi Alade.
Hey. Yemi Alade. Look, guys, we international now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we are very excited to have you.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure's all mine.
Global superstar on Lip Service. What are you doing in New York right now, just so we can know?
So I was invited here by the Grammy Academy, the Academies, and it's one of the people on the panel to speak on Afrobeats and dance hall, you know.
Nice. I saw you with our guy Cranium.
Yes.
And Noah Poa.
Yes. And it was a nice thing to do, you know, talking about Afrobeats and how far it's come. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been so many years, and there's so much more that Afrobeats still needs to cover up in the entire world, but it's a great time to be alive.
And there's like a lot of subgenres within Afrobeats, because it's like a
Even get me started on that one. There's so many. Like almost every state in every country in Africa has a genre of theirs.
Wow.
It's like having, like, in Nigeria alone, we have like over 300 tribes. Now imagine if each tribe had a genre. Now that is how diverse our sound is.
Wow. Yeah. Listen, and I feel like Afrobeats is taking over, though. You know, so for yourself in particular, I mean, you, I think, are one of the most successful international stars.
I thank God for that.
Thank God for that. So what was your journey like, just even getting to that point? Because man or woman, you are killing it.
Thank you. I would say in general, just like every other industry, it's never easy for a female because the opportunities aren't exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. You know the world doesn't deserve us, right? But yeah.
I definitely don't understand why.
But you know, the women before me, they went through this exact same, you know, difficulties, and I'm facing mine and I'm exceeding them. I'm overcoming them. So I like to focus on the fact that even though, you know, we're women and that there's disadvantages, but you know, there's definitely a lot of opportunities that open up when we actually push, break down the door and take what's ours. Mm-hmm. But as a female, that literally what I'm saying is that all my entire career, that's all I've had to do.
Right.
Take my spot, earn my spot, take what's mine, because I'm never given. You know, it takes a lot of strength, but I'm here now.
Yeah, I mean, I got to ask you this, because this is lip service. Mm-hmm. Because you're like that in your career, are you like that in the bedroom too?
Fighting for my life?
No, but taking just what's
yours, girl,
and making sure that
fighting for my life.
Are you aggressive or do you like to be dominated in the bedroom?
Wow. Okay. In Nigeria, don't ask kind of question. But I'm in America, so I'm allowed. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not aggressive, but I would say I'm exactly very dominating either, but I give instructions.
You give instructions?
Nice.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to tell them, girl.
No, that's good, because you know what? I find, like, when I was younger, even if I didn't like somebody's stroke or what they were doing, I would be kind of like,
just go with it.
It's weird.
You kind of just try to like move, but not say anything, or try to. And sometimes adjust. You do got to speak up. It took a while for me to be able to do that.
Same here.
Gigi's like, not me.
No, for sure. I just was fixing my glasses because they slid down. But yeah, I'm definitely a communicator in all aspects of my life. I'm gonna tell you what it is and how I feel, and definitely in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not holding nothing back.
But even when you were younger, you always were like that.
Yeah, I learned at a young age to communicate. I learned at a young age that people cannot read your mind, that people are not going to understand you if you don't let them know what's going on.
Because I feel like if you move sometimes you move a certain way and they think that you move like that because it feels good. But you really moving like that because you like,
because
I don't
it doesn't feel good.
Like,
switch that up.
Yeah, like you using, I can feel your teeth.
Ouch.
That is a good thing to know, because like in Nigeria, in Africa, most of the females, we aren't exactly taught to, you know, speak our minds as unfiltered as we want to, as we feel like. Most times you have to put being polite first. Before, you know, even consider how to put the words together. So most times you just end up keeping quiet.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, but like, so like for me, I just kept smiling when you said right from when you were a kid, you learned that people cannot read minds. I learned that way later on. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, since I can't say what I want to say, maybe body language will do it for me.
Yeah.
It still does not. You look like a mad person. Even if it's your best friend, your mom, someone who has known you all your life, still... Mm-hmm. They don't get it.
Right.
How you have to speak.
You have to speak.
How did you learn about sex? Like, was that a conversation that like did your mom tell you like, okay, so, you know, like how does that happen? Because my parents never talked to me about sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I think my first, I wouldn't say encounter, but my first understanding of sex obviously was in school. Mm-hmm. The biology classes that we had. But then at some point there was something that was introduced to my school, secondary school, they call it high school here. It's called sex education. So it was like a very short, it only happened for like 2 days. And they had the health practitioners come to school and, you know, show us how to wear a condom. Mm-hmm. That was the most important thing to them at that point in time. So they had the dildo looking things and they just, you know, slid the condoms on them. I was like, okay. So that was my first understanding of, you know, sex. But I never had a conversation with my parents. It never happened. The closest to sex in a sentence that I probably heard from my mom or told my mom at some point was when I asked her, "Mommy, what does it mean to be sexy?" I think that was the only time.
What did she say?
I can't remember because I feel like my mother just dodged the question. Mm-hmm. She just went like this, like that, and boom, the question is over. No answer.
Yeah, and you still never got an answer.
Yeah. When I got my period, I didn't even know what it was.
Like, oh man, I knew
my
that.
Mom was just like, put this pad on. I didn't know what was happening.
Huh. When I caught my period, my mom didn't tell me nothing either. I didn't even tell her. I didn't think about telling her first. So my friend caught it first, and I laughed at her. A week later, I caught it. So I just went back to her like,
"What? No,
yeah, you know, like it's a disease."
I was like, "Ooh, okay."
And that's how I felt at that time.
That's what I felt.
I caught the period. What the fuck? I was like, "Who was
contagious around me?"
My mom was at work. She worked 24/7, so it was like when she found out like 3 days later.
Wow. Did you have pads in the house and everything, or no?
You went to the store and got some. I love my friend, my childhood friend. She came downstairs and gave me like a whole box of pads because her mom bought her two.
Oh,
yeah.
So. Do y'all remember learning how to use tampons?
Huh. I was one of the special ones. I didn't want to use a tampon. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. So I would rather like. It's crazy.
Uh-oh.
I would rather use tissue.
You put toilet paper in your underwear.
I was doing that.
I had to do that.
And my mom had to take me to my aunt and tell her, please talk to this young lady. Like,
not talk to this
a
young
lot
lady.
Of persuasion. Yo, I didn't like the, you know, the, you know, it has a feel.
Yeah.
The nylon.
I don't like tampons now.
And you
got
to put
woman.
It inside yourself.
I hate tampons. I only wear them when I have to. I had older sisters, so they taught me. You know, I learned. My mother didn't teach me, but my older sisters,
I learned through cheerleading in high school. Like, we had to wear tampons.
Yeah.
Because we used to have
to wear the
boy
shorts. Terrible if you did a somersault and your tag was
in the wings start flapping.
There was instance where the string would show, like, not me, but I've had some of my cheermates, like, the string when they do.
Imagine that happening in a strip club.
Oh my God, Gigi worked in the strip club, so you definitely can't have that.
Imagine a girl bending over and the string just hanging. I've seen it happen hundreds of times.
I've seen it a lot.
But a pad is worse.
Well, you can't wear a pad in a strip club, but I'm just saying. Imagine you dancing. Imagine a girl dancing in front of you, and all of a sudden she bend over and it's a little string dangling. Like,
I didn't know how to use
tampons. I've had to tell girls plenty of times, like, girl, your tampon string.
I had to read the pamphlet, and I still was doing it wrong.
You put the whole applicator and everything.
And it kept sliding back out. I was like, this is uncomfortable. And then it doesn't work if you don't put the cotton, like if you don't use the applicator. Uh-huh. So it just kept sliding back out. And I was like, this is terrible. I don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing.
I just recently started using tampons. I started last year. Mm-hmm. I've always used pads. But you know, those sanitary pads, they can give infections. Because I had an infection from a sanitary
pad.
Yeah. Like, they have those things, you know, it has, like, moisture. Gel on the inside that turns, you know,
the flow into all these chemicals over the years. Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, but, yeah, I mean, when you're performing, right, because you go in when you perform, how can you perform? Like, isn't it uncomfortable in a pad? I'm just asking.
Even just sitting down is uncomfortable
in a pad.
Mm-hmm. But, like, performing, I'm just really blessed to be one of the females that don't exactly experience a lot of pain when on their period. Oh, so, like, I'm able to go ahead, do everything I want to do, perform, dance, sing. You know, I recently realized that with a tampon, okay, this is the reason why I stay using a tampon, because I just learned how to swim.
I don't know how to swim still. Am I the only person in here that doesn't know how to swim?
I definitely know how to swim.
I beat you to it.
How did you? Okay, so break this down for me. So you decided you needed to learn how to swim? Yes. I'm fascinated by that.
Yes. COVID year really just did a lot. I just really had time to reflect on life and just think to myself, what are the few things I could, you know, get myself into that would, you know, just really make me happy, help me get my mind, you know, less tense. I learned how to ride the bicycle. Then I
This is crazy.
And then I learned how to swim. So I was taking swimming classes, and then I really was excited about it because I started floating, and I'm like, oh my god,
that's really exciting. You don't know how crippling it is to not know how to swim.
It is crippling. I'm still scared sometimes. I'd love that. But then I think what happened was that because I was really, I always woke up in the morning very excited for my swim classes.
That's dope.
Then one day, the period decided to come.
Oh, shit.
And I started making calls. Mm-hmm. How do I do this? Because I don't want to miss my swimming class. Yes. I love
swimming.
And I
don't want to be in the pool.
I want to float today.
I was like, I'll just put a tampon on.
Look, I messed up about 4 or 5. I didn't understand the technique. But it hurts on the way in. How do you? And then now I'm a pro.
Go ahead, girl. You got to relax and slide. But they also have the cups now. And they're reusable, so they're amazing.
You know, they also have the cups for, you know, when your bladder is weak. And you know, like me, like, I go from 0 to 100 when I have to use the bathroom.
So, pee cups?
Huh. They have the cup, pee cups.
Hey, yes. Where was those when I used to drink alcohol?
I just haven't tried them. Wow. I was like, they gave them to me. And I was like, yo, I mean, you know when you're at the club and you drink it and then the line be long as hell.
So you could just pee on yourself?
So it's not pee. It's like a cup and it helps you hold your, like, if you squirt, you know, it's, you wait until you squirt a little, you go to the, yeah, it's crazy.
If you squirt a little?
Yeah, like, you know when you got to go real bad. Goal, yeah. So, and sometimes, like, you get, yeah, like.
I call it a happy pee with my dog.
I just know the guys are so turned off listening to this.
When my dog get excited and she pee a little bit.
I don't go through that ever. I don't pee on myself.
Well, no, they send it because, you know, there's women that, like, they have, after
have
you have
like
kids,
that,
and especially
so
if you have a lot of kids.
This is why I got vaginal rejuvenation with the laser, is because I smoke. And I would cough and I would pee on myself a little bit. Yeah. And it happened one too many times. So I looked up, like, what can I do to stop this from happening? And I learned about vaginal rejuvenation. And I got my vagina lasered from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And it took it back to virgin status.
And it tightened
it up. That's why tampons hurt me now, because it's so tight down there.
I would be so upset if I got pee on my white panties.
Wow. Yeah. The only time I almost pee on myself is when I have to go and I'm at the door.
And you get you to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I gotta go.
And then when you get to the bathroom,
the closer you get to the toilet, the more you gotta go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I get into the bathroom, the toilet eventually. And it's right there before I even go. It just.
I wonder how guys, like, I thought that too. I was like, I wonder guys, like, when they really
have
to pee, does a little pee, like, what happens?
Does that happen to y'all?
It's like when y'all get drunk and y'all, so y'all be like, a little pee in your box.
That's why when you go to suck it, you can taste the pee a little bit.
That's disgusting.
Y'all know that happened to y'all.
You went to suck it, and you tasted a little bit of pee. It tasted salty.
I don't know if you have.
Yes, you have. It was salty. That was pee. No,
I said no. There ain't never been no pee on my lips.
That's it has.
No.
It's a little bit.
Wait, okay, so wait, do guys like wet wipe their tip before?
Me too. And then we won't have pee in our mouth.
Yeah. He said they do.
Yeah, they do.
Well, my guys have.
I think it's if
I don't
tell
got
them
no pee in my mouth. Y'all
so you're gonna have
it tastes like olives. I'm gonna show any guy once. So
be like olive. There's a Burt's Bees grapefruit wipe.
Got a little olive dick happening.
I love olives.
That's what it tastes like when they feed on it a little bit.
No, you're lying.
All right, keep it real, ladies. Okay. Yummy, you too. Okay, you're not going to slide out of this. So let's just say you've been out all day, and then you get back to the house with your dude, and he wants to eat you out, but you haven't showered or nothing.
Let's go.
Do you let him?
If I let him. I trust myself. I'm letting it happen.
Nah, I'm good.
No.
Let's go.
First of all, I use wipes.
I will let my man eat me right after I work out.
Okay, what if you shit it?
Whoa.
Okay, no.
Right after I don't even do that. And right after that.
I don't even do that. And right after that.
I don't even do that right after because I know how to clean myself.
No, but listen, you've been out all day, right? All day. You've been working. All day. You was in rehearsals.
And probably then, use the restroom at some point while we were at the restroom.
I would hope so, yes.
You know.
And then you get home and he's like just trying to rip your clothes off and eat I'm you out. Are you going to just let him do it?
Yes. Rip the clothes off and pass me the wipes.
Yeah. I've been wiping throughout the day, though. Let me tell you something. Yes. I had an experience one time and ever since this one time, I've been scared to death about this happening to me again, and I'm sure there's a woman in the room that can relate. Have you ever went to go have sex or do something with your vagina and there was a little piece of toilet paper stuck there and he had to pull it off, right? Y'all had to pull off the little piece of toilet every once upon a time. That happened to me once and I never went. I was so embarrassed and I never wanted that to happen.
Some public place had some cheap toilet paper.
Never wanted that to happen to me again. So I use where's my purse? I have wipes in my purse right now. I keep wipes. I wipe
you
with
gotta
wipes.
You got to check it. Make sure there's no stuck toilet paper inside your crack.
I got about 48 packs of wipes in my house. Shout out to Good Wipes. Y'all need to sponsor us too. I got about 40. I got the to-go ones and the little individual wrap packets, and I have the actual baby wipe packet, and I wipe.
Wait, so Gigi, slow down. So the guy saw the piece
he
of
he picked it off. He was about to eat my pussy. Ooh. And he picked off a piece of toilet paper. He still ate it though. But he picked off the little piece of toilet paper and flipped.
It was like, your pussy was like an hour later when you peel off the wrapper and it doesn't come all the way
stuck.
That's what it was.
Pineapple flavor. Like, it was a pineapple flavor. It was a pineapple flavor. Now later, with a little piece of the wax paper on it, and he picked it off.
And you don't wear underwear.
And I don't wear underwear.
Yeah, so
I wipe.
And,
I use wipes.
I wipe and everything, but if I know I've been out for a while, no matter, I'm going in the bathroom. If I just showered and I just happen to come over, that's different.
But I'd be self-conscious.
If I've been out all day, I'm going to go and wipe. And just not me, but him, poor baby. Like,
poor baby.
Not me. I feel like this. Toilet paper. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like going home and taking the shower and having sex, you ruined everything. Your body was...
You was marinating all day.
You was marinating for that all day.
Think about that day.
The best time to have sex is after your whole day is finished and then take a shower and go to sleep.
After.
It is nice to go to sleep after sex, but I also like morning
because
sex.
Because I'm telling you, everything is all juicy and nice and tasty.
It's been in a crock pot all day.
And tasty.
Yeah, it's good.
It's got
pussy
flavor.
Pussy been sitting in the crock pot.
Right. Laura, I'm telling you,
the
don't
seasoning
wash it off.
Been
try it.
Anything.
Try it, Laura.
It's Laura. Get that man that crock pot pussy,
it.
Girl.
I'm telling you, it's good.
That thing gonna taste like beef stew.
It's nice.
I wonder if I
it's gonna taste like turkey chili with the kidney beans.
It might taste like calories. I go in the bathroom. No, I'll be like, give me a second.
You'd be surprised. Some guys love a girl who goes and takes a shower before sex.
No, I don't take. Hold on, I ain't say all of that.
She said she's gonna go
there and I wipe. You get what I'm saying? Like that.
That's the same.
She really did that. She showed us.
Yeah, like
a little.
Yeah, and then if I'm already high, look for it while wiping, I'm just, you know. And then I go back.
All right, Yemi, let's get back to you for a second.
She's like, over here.
Look, she like, I don't want my people to hear this back home.
Do you wipe or do you just go straight into it?
Wipes.
She's,
yeah, because I'm just I'm just very self-conscious. Like, yeah. My,
nah.
Fortunately, unfortunately, I have a very sensitive nose and I pick up on every odor. Mm-hmm. Like, I can literally smell myself.
Right.
Yeah. Like, just me even too. Sitting through.
Like, I smell good.
So, I tried to not wear panties because I had a friend that never wore panties and she, you know, and she really loved, she was like, she was anti-pants. Like, she's like, what is pants? Like, really, what is pants? And then, so I tried it and I just noticed I could always smell myself.
I don't like that when I have to wear.
I have to. And then I start thinking about it, like, so no, I needed to.
I even wear underwear, like, to bed.
Me too.
I have to wear, like, granny panty underwear. But I have specific underwear that I wear to go to bed.
Me
like,
too. If I have a comfortable pair, yeah.
I have to, but I've started, so my waxer told me that, you know, to prevent ingrown hairs after mm-hmm. you get waxing,
to not
wear panties to go to sleep.
Oh.
So now I've started not wearing panties.
It's that elastic
and it has
helped. It'll irritate the size.
That's why I don't like the mm-hmm. I don't like the elastic.
That makes sense.
Now I want to talk about Woman of Steel. I want to go to that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Yemi. Let me ask you, to be a Woman of Steel, right? How hard is it for you to be vulnerable when it comes to men? Because sometimes we feel like we got to be so tough. And we got to make sure that I can handle this. I got this. I got that. But I've had to learn how to allow a man to help me. So how is that for you?
I would say being a Woman of Steel, first of all, when I chose that name for my album, I was thinking more of how to go about my daily activities without allowing the world to crush me. Mm-hmm. You know, with their expectations, with their thoughts, with their words, just, you know, bulldozing through all the, sorry to say, BS. Mm-hmm. And that's where Woman of Steel came
from. Could you apologize for BS? You can, yeah.
Yeah, I just did.
After all the rest of this shit.
I realized it's just my nature. I told you where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So for me to be strong, for me to know what strong is, I have to be weak. Mm-hmm. Or else I wouldn't know what strength is. Mm-hmm. And for me to... Me also learning to allow people help me when they need to help me, or will I say my man to help me when he wants to help me. I'm learning every day. Oh, do you need this? I'm like, no, I'm good. I need to learn to say, yes please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I cross my feet and just, yes, you know, do everything you say you want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm learning that. But being a Woman of Steel comes with a lot of vulnerability, because you need to be able to love. Is it takes a lot.
Yeah, because I think guys like to be able to help you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
they need to be needed.
Yeah, they do need that. Mm-hmm. Just like we do too. Like I feel like as nurturers, I would feel a way if I wanted to help my man with something and he kept telling me, no, it's good, I got it.
Oh, that's always a bad sign for me.
Yeah.
Oh, can I help you? Would you like me to? No, don't worry, I can do it.
I hate that.
Oh, it's
a red flag.
It's on.
Like, no, you gonna let me do this.
Listen, so your song Johnny was one of your first really, really big songs.
Yes.
Was that a true story?
Of course.
Yes. So tell us who's Johnny.
A silly man, with shit for brains. And trust me, in that song, I only mentioned like three ladies. I was being very nice and modest.
So this really happened. You had a guy that was just cheating on you.
Uh-huh. But everybody has that one person. Mm-hmm. Every man has that one lady who has done that. Mm-hmm. And every woman has that one man that really just played just a nasty wild card on them, you know.
Yes.
And Johnny was that guy. I don't know any other female who has been so blessed to have someone that she's in love with that really rocks her world and literally breaks her heart and ushers her into a new stratosphere of life, because literally that breakup broke me into the person I am today.
Right.
If not for that song, if not for that experience, mm-hmm. where would I be? Like, I probably, if I ever see this guy, I should be telling him thank you.
Right. Like, like that.
Do you have another way to break this heart again?
Right, right. Because I need another one of those hits.
So it's like
everything
so
happens for a reason type of thing.
He knew that it was about him? Oh, did you ever talk to him?
We never spoke.
Mm.
Oh. Like, so it happened and I went my way. I chose to leave
mm-hmm.
and I just went head deep into work, trying to figure out who I was in the music. And we never reconnected. I think he tried reaching out to me, but I was just so, I blocked it out because I knew it. I knew I was weak in knees. I knew I was just the fool, you know. And then when I left that, we never reconnected. We never spoke. At some point, I was thinking, oh, you should try and get some closure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes closure is just telling yourself this is not for you. You're like, right.
Why
you
must we talk about it. Why do
I don't
we
know.
Need that?
I think at some point it became a thing where everybody says you need closure. You need closure.
Yeah.
You don't always have to have that conversation. It's not important. Because the person who did what they did knows exactly what they were doing. And it's very possible that you were just the lamb at slaughter. You know, you're the one who didn't know anything. Now that you know, can you just continue with your life?
Wow.
You know, so, but yeah, so, and to be sincere, I'm sure if I had that closure or whatever it is, I'd have just felt more stupid or maybe just open another door for another stupid thing to happen.
That happens.
And sometimes so I'm happy.
Sometimes closure is space. You know, because it's not saying like if he shows up or you happen to run into him because you had space, your closure is just being able to be cordial and keep moving without feeling nothing.
That's it.
So let's say he came to one of your shows and you saw him. Would you let him in the VIP?
Let him in the VIP? I wouldn't even be the one doing that. Like wherever he gets to, And he's like, oh, Yemi, you remember me? I'm like, who? What?
What if he's like, yum.
We're not having that conversation. Like I've had an ex try to do that one time. Yo, no, I don't know you, don't know me. You don't understand. No, bruv. Nah. Like,
yeah.
That part.
What are you trying? What is this?
Oh, man. I love
it. Oh, man.
So, look, during the pandemic, it was probably nice for you to have a little bit of time to sit down, right? Because you've been super busy. So, what was that like for you?
Sis, wow. It was bittersweet, but definitely started off on the sweet side because I'd never really. Okay, so here's what happened. Corona started, and I had gigs here in New York and then some other gigs outside America. But I had flown in already. I was already in New York in February, March of 2020. It was a few days to my birthday because my birthday is in March.
March 13th?
Yeah.
Okay. 313. That's like when the pandemic started.
I was going to say, that is the day.
Oh, March 14th was when everything shut down.
That was my last day outside. And then got stuck wherever you flew to?
No, I finally got home. I decided that I was going to cancel all my shows and just go home. I mean, back to Lagos, Nigeria. Whatever madness is happening in the world, I told my management, I don't want to be a part of this. Mm. Like, let me just be at home and feel good upstairs, you know? Mm. And so I remember being in Manhattan and looking down at Times Square.
And it was empty.
I felt like I was in a movie.
Right.
It was too scary. The sight of the fuck. And then the lights weren't really, you know, as bright and attractive as they, it just looked like
deserted.
Yeah.
Wow. Like the apocalypse looked like something had happened.
I am legend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Like I stand here before I see someone else. It's probably like 10 blocks down. And what am I doing in this city? Like even to have breakfast at the hotel, everybody's looking at each other like you can't see which Corona now.
Which one of y'all got it?
Like, you can't even play
get shit to me.
And you wipe the spoons right. What are you doing for something that you can't even see? When the virus gets to that plate, it's on the plate. You know. But eventually, I just left. I went back to Nigeria, and I then realized that all this while, my house wasn't really my house. Like I'd never really been living there. All I do is come back, switch my boxes because I wear a lot of traditional stuff. So I have a lot of designers make stuff for me in different parts of Africa. So I just go back, pick up a box, and I'm out. And so when I got the opportunity to sit at home, I finally made my house my home. So I enjoyed it.
That's great.
Like, it was warm. I said to personalize my space.
Yeah,
I would wake up in the morning and understand what it meant to have a good morning.
Yes.
I just slide open that window and like look at the atmosphere like, ooh, it's a
good morning.
Mm-hmm. Take it in and just really, it was beautiful. But then it became too much. Because
it was a long, it was way
like, get me out of here.
Now I gotta go outside.
Now I gotta go.
You know, because the streets just kept calling. But Corona just said, say, hi, I'm here. But then
Corona was calling too.
It was calling big time. It called everybody and eventually it beckoned on me.
Oh man. Okay. How was it for you?
Oh, my first encounter with COVID was bad, man. It was not nice. And the annoying thing is that it really affected me mentally because I was already mentally vulnerable.
Right.
I had absorbed too much information. Mm. Both the things that were true, the things that were not true.
The conspiracy theories.
Whoa, what it will do to your... In fact, when I hear COVID, I hear death.
Wow.
And so I had gotten to that point and I eventually had COVID. So I was I was a big mess. In 3 months, I still hadn't recovered.
Damn.
Like, wow. I was a mess and it was mostly mental. You know, because wow. I just felt like I'm never going to be well. Maybe I might not wake up tomorrow.
Right.
Because I feel this way and that way. I'm not myself. Mm. I take the stairs. I can hardly catch my breath.
Mm-hmm. Did it affect your vocals at all? Because I know for some people with their lungs and then being able to perform.
It didn't. No, it did not.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It did not.
Mm-hmm. And we also saw most recently you did a poem for your mom, too.
Yes.
Always, always. My mom is crazy. I love her. But yeah, I'm always doing stuff for mom, you know, and there's so much more I still need to do for her musically, blah, 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 you know.
How did she feel about you being an artist at first?
You know, my mom and I never really had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, mom, I want to be an artist or anything. I never even wanted to be an artist. I just realized that anywhere I went, especially in primary school, secondary school, I was always representing the schools I attended. I was always singing. And I noticed that there was a response, a vibe each time I sang. So I just knew it was a thing that happened. And I also love music. So it was just a very big hobby for me. You know, it was a big hobby for me. I never realized that I would actually make a living from, you know, being a musician.
That's the best living to make. Right. It's something that you feel good doing. It's like you don't even think about the money. You think about the feeling that it gives you when you're doing said thing. And then the money just comes. It's great.
And then the money's so nice.
Yeah. Turning hobbies into hustles is nice, my favorite way.
The money's sweet and it's all kind of currencies.
Yes. Or international, honey. Get international talk.
Yeah. So how do you find guys to date being in your position? Like,
well, there are all sorts of guys anyways in the first place.
Like, what do you like?
What do I like? A sense of humor is, like, it's probably one of the most attractive things, first of all, a sense of humor. Obviously, appearance, because, like, you first see the person, right? So, like, ooh, I like that.
Like, what are you attracted to physically, then?
Physically.
Do you have a type?
Do I have a type? I used to have a type.
What was it?
And now it's a vibe. Like, I just feel it. Those days you say, I used to like light-skinned guys. Then I started liking chocolate guys. And then it's just a vibe. Like, I feel it. I feel it. I feel the company and the aura, obviously. You want me to describe, like, height and all of that?
Does that help? Like, because, you know, you could be as specific as if it was that specific for you, like...
Okay, I would say tall, definitely, because this is where I like to put it. You cannot be short because I don't want to be standing next to you and seeing the middle of your head. No.
I think all girls like guys who are tall, no?
There's some girls that like short guys. I don't know what it is, but no, it doesn't work out well for me.
I would date a short guy if he had a six pack.
And Gigi says short guys have bigger dicks. Right, G?
Most of them.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, so that's a fact.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Most of them, yeah. But no, let's bang, bang, bye.
I'm short, so they don't have to be that tall. Like,
but I like tall guys.
Best of both worlds.
Stephanie want to climb a Monstar.
Yeah, I like them like 6'7", six pack, big legs, big hands.
That's very specific.
Yeah, exactly. As you want specific, I got you on that.
Yo.
I like, you know, big hands, strong shoulders, muscles, 6'7". I said that already.
You said it three times.
Yeah, that's what I like. Even though I could go for like 6'5". Mm-hmm. Or four, but I like 7 and 5.
What if
and
six?
Four.
Just six.
Wow.
6 feet is cool. That's kind of short for me. But really specific for me, it's like I like a six pack and I like strong thighs and strong shoulders and like for this part of the chest to be like really defined. So when they on top of me, it just feels like I have like a some kind of beast over me. It's like, oh my God, you're so strong. I love you.
Okay. Okay. Wow, there you go.
Very
oh my God. That was very visual.
Wow. I felt that.
I'm taking notes on how to make this description next time.
Yeah.
Yummy, what if a guy told you he loved you on a first date?
Spooky much. that. So there's one time a guy did that to me anyways, and that just made me take off.
Really? Like
it's just so much. It's too much at once. Too soon.
So you don't believe in love at first sight?
I like to think it, but not.
But you wouldn't say it.
Just the ease at which someone would just say it means that sometimes it just feels like you can say anything.
What if he was drunk?
That's an excuse, right? So yeah, I'll take that excuse if I really like the person.
Maybe like I said, what?
I'll take it if you're drunk. You know, and when you're better, we'll talk about it. I guess.
Have you ever felt like you was in love at first sight?
Me? Mm-hmm. Always.
I love that. So honest.
Oh my day.
I knew it from the first time I saw you.
You be digging it. I love you.
How many kids we gonna have?
Okay. I'ma give him some, baby.
How many babies you want, baby?
You ever hang up the phone and be like, I love you?
Me?
I've done it. Or like when he call you and you see his number, like,
And then you get serious. What's up?
And you'd be so mad, like, if he didn't answer, and then he'd call you back, and you'd be like, letting it ring four times.
Wait, like, all right, let me stop playing.
Let me answer before he hang up.
I know.
Why do we do that?
Mm-mm. And then you'd be acting like you was doing something.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just busy.
Hey, what's up? Like, you're not mad, but you're mad.
Crazy, man.
Have you ever blocked somebody and then called them back? I mean, blocked somebody and forgot you blocked them, and then hit them like, yo, you ain't even hit me in a minute or whatever? Like, forgot that you blocked them?
No, if I blocked you, I ain't forgetting
that. No, I ain't forgetting that.
Like, just block being petty.
Nah. Because I don't petty block. I block for real.
Block too. When you block,
you block.
Like, you better get another number.
You better email me or DM me or something, because you ain't getting through on this line.
You better try to call me blocked.
Fuck that. I be changing numbers.
I block just to, like, slow the situation down. Like, let me give it some distance. Let me.
It's a feat to get unblocked.
Why don't you just delete?
Do not disturb. Turn the moon on.
Yeah, yeah.
Me or just if you extend that on just that person's.
Yeah,
but isn't
that
the same thing? It's going to keep going to voicemail.
Yeah.
The worst is, like, when you date somebody who's really stubborn and y'all are both stubborn.
Yeah, that's what I'm, like, that's. Like, I'm not all the way. I'm just being because we both.
But you know that, like, if you call them, he'd probably be happy.
See, it's the forgot part for me. I'm not going to forget if I feel that way.
Yeah, I can't forget.
I've only ever blocked one person in my whole life.
Damn.
Yeah.
You too nice, Angela.
I had somebody block, and I didn't forget that I blocked them, but I started hitting them up, cursing them out, and it was blocked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, did he get that? Let me unblock it until it says delivered. Okay, and it said delivered already. So I'm like, maybe it did go through. Like, that's the only time. I didn't forget, though. I knew he was blocked.
But yeah, sometimes, like, both of us are too stubborn, and you're like, I know he want to talk to me, and I definitely want to talk to him, but I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then it could just end.
Yeah. Ego.
Have you ever been, like, the person to make the first move after that when... Like, y'all get into an argument. Will you call and say sorry?
Sorry.
Damn, y'all.
That'll
really throw a guy off.
Oh, no. For me, I was in a relationship on and off with somebody who likes to pick arguments with me. So I'm always apologizing for things that I didn't even do just because I don't want to argue. Mm. It's like, oh, sorry. You're mad? I'm sorry that you're mad. I don't know why you're mad, but okay, sorry.
That's like a terrible apology.
Yeah. I mean, I have definitely been the person, even
sorry
after a breakup.
Right.
Even
sorry to me. I don't know why, but sorry.
But sorry. But I've definitely been the person after the fight to come back and be like, babe, can we just talk about it? I've definitely been, but they have too. I feel like when you're in a long-term relationship, when you're messing with somebody for so long, you take turns.
Yeah.
You know, you take turns. No, you take turns coming back. Like, sometimes.
Oh, it's your turn to apologize.
Yeah,
now.
Like, sometimes you got to be the bigger person, and sometimes you need them to
if you really want to throw a guy off, you apologize first.
Yeah.
That'll really throw him off.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, then maybe I'm a master thrower offer because I'm quick to apologize. Really?
Yes. Let me tell you something. And it's really like not that big a deal. We make it so much more of a big deal than it has to be. Like to call somebody and be like, you know what? I do want to apologize. Guys will go crazy over
that. I do that all the time.
And they'll think you're amazing. He'll be like, wow, I can't. They're like, no one's ever apologized.
I don't know. What
I was always apologized for how you were affected by it. Like, that wasn't my intentions.
Right. Yeah. And then he better apologize for his part, too.
Yeah.
Because that's really the whole point. I'm really apologizing so you can apologize back to me.
Oh, my funniest apology is, you know, you're really trash. And if that's disrespectful, I apologize because I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's the truth.
That's not an apology.
Wow. I'm like, wait, what?
Wow.
How do you start an apology with you're trash?
Like, you're fucking trash, but, you know, I'm not a disrespectful person. And so if you find that disrespectful, I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, do you write better music when you're...
I've definitely said that before.
Do you write better music when you're in a relationship or when you're single, you think?
Look, if I've ever been single, it's probably just for like a week.
Damn. You're a serial relationship person.
Yeah, I've always been in a relationship. Even if it's for a short time or a long time, whatever it is, I've always been in a relationship. I think for me, the good part is that I'm in my mind, because I have a very visual mind. In my mind, I could take a happy moment and flip it, make it sad. Because that's what music allows me to do, just really mess around with the truth and the fiction, you know. So I could take a very happy moment and flip it, and I could just look at someone who's having really the best time of their life or the worst time of their life and make it my story.
Okay. You know?
So I just, it doesn't matter if I'm single or I'm in a relationship, but I do find that when it particularly affects me directly, I have such a connection to what I'm saying, you know, and no truer words would be sung than what you hear on that song. Yeah.
Like, what's an example, would you say, of a song that is super personal to you when you was going through something?
Aside Johnny.
Yeah, besides Johnny. Exactly.
I try to personalize a lot of moments. Let me see.
Something that even when you sing it, you are like really reminiscing on something that happened and channeling that.
There's this new song that I'm about to put out there, and it's the one that features Cranium.
My man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Because
I keep seeing the hashtag and I'm like, wait a minute. But then Cranium's been on lip service, by the way, and told some very crazy stories.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, Cranium's been on here.
Ooh, he if he speaks, he speaks his truth.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes, he does.
Yes, he
does. And that's what he did, right? Yes. Oh, and he has stories for days.
Yes, he does. Ooh. He's amazing.
Yeah, we liked, he was great.
Yeah.
Very. So what's My Man about?
It's a love story.
Give us a little more, because you know it's going to be out.
It's like it's a love story.
Okay, so contrary to what she said, let me tell you about my man, oh. Six packs, no be the thing will make me fall for him, oh.
Sounds like
I did feel guy. Like a queen whenever I did by him side, oh.
Yes,
I'm gonna love this song.
You know, because she said six packs. Yes. But this time around, I said six packs isn't the thing.
Yes.
You know, but like it's kind of there, but yes. It's not really the thing. But yeah, that's it.
I love it.
Oh yeah,
but it's there.
What does size matter to you?
Size of what, honey?
The penis. Honey.
You know what I'm talking about?
Size of that yummy yummy.
Come on, what could I be talking about? Not his ass.
The size of his pinky toe. Yes. The size of his
that dick.
Oh, well, hello.
Whatever part of the body start with P.
Please don't allow this plane, Nigeria.
Pushing P.
Please.
The size of that pushing P. Does the size of the pushing P matter? Is it a capital P or a lowercase P?
But do you feel like you've ever been like, you know, whipped? Like, I can't leave because it's so amazing.
Huh. I mean, it always has to be amazing, man. I'm from the first. No, it always has to be amazing. Always. Oh, look, I'm so busy that if and when it happens, it must be mind blowing. I do not have time to play around. It must be the thing, you know. Yeah.
So does size matter? Size, you're not
definitely no. It does. It matters because I've been with a few people that had a very small pocket.
Were they from the United States?
Of other words. Yeah, I'm not talking about money.
Were they from the United States?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. And then when that happened, you know, you have to experience certain things to know what you don't like. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, I realized that, oh, this does not work for me. Like, it's such a turn off. I need to get out of here.
Yeah, I need to get out of here.
Something else.
Yeah, so size is a thing. And then skill, because some people have it but don't know how to use it.
Right.
And that is very sad.
That's worse than not having it. Oh, my God, yes.
That is sad. It's so sad. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I put myself in that situation again, if I could have a conversation with that person...
That's I'm not sure they would find it funny. What could you say?
Like,
what can you say? What's the conversation? All right, let's act it out. Yummy, what's the problem?
All right, okay. I really
are you laughing at my dick?
No, I'm kidding. No. Angela, you're that a wonderful
ended
actress.
Really quick. The end. Oh, okay. No, the end. I'm going out.
But I'm saying, you said let's have a conversation. So, like, I don't feel like you're into me.
Oh no, I am. I really, really do like you. And I like the time we spend together. What do you think? Should we make it more interesting?
How?
I don't know. I feel like you. We could do other things other than you just always being on me. Like, try other, you know, interesting positions.
Okay, like, what positions do you like?
He's going to be like, ah, you're an ashawo. You're a prostitute.
No.
Is that what? Is this what
you... Wow.
Really? So this is what you have been doing with other guys? I don't understand. You're telling me that I don't know how to.
He's gonna blame it on you.
The ego will just.
It's gonna be your fault.
Yes. Sometimes you just gotta get on top and take charge, though.
You think America? So you think men, internet, like American men would take? Because America. Are you
what are you saying, Laura?
What? Okay, I'm trying to understand.
If an American man will react that way.
Will react that way as well. What I think is,
irrespective of wherever a man is, whether he's American, Spanish, or whatever, it's all in the head. Mm-hmm. Some people don't know how to put their ego aside have certain conversations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm very sure that there are some American guys that will not find that conversation funny, no matter how nicely I put it. They probably would just really make sure that I feel like trash, and then the relationship ends, then they take their time out to maybe... improve on their skill for another woman.
Oh, because I'm gonna help him out.
I probably really mess with their ego at that point in time. It takes a man who's willing to really understand that it's not a game. It's like it's all about pleasure. And like if you feel like you're not pleasuring me and I'm able to tell you, and you really make it your goal to just pleasure me and pleasure yourself, because if I don't enjoy myself, you can't enjoy it.
Right.
There's a
right.
different feeling when we're both enjoying it.
Absolutely. You know?
So it takes a man with pedigree to separate the ego from such a conversation.
Yeah. Have you ever faked an orgasm? But sure, that was a yes.
Wait, what does it mean to fake an orgasm?
Like, when you really didn't come, but you're pretending you
like
did.
That's a lot of acting.
Or
I would never do
lie.
That.
Like, oh, yeah, you're like, did you come? And
did
you're
you
like,
come
yeah.
And you say, yeah, but you really didn't.
Oh,
that's still faking it.
She don't want to admit it.
Yeah, I'm not faking
Maybe
it.
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, once or twice.
Or 10 times. I don't know. What was the reason for that?
I don't know. Maybe sometimes you just want your partner to really feel great.
I didn't feel great. You ain't feeling great. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I did not.
No, it's good. But maybe your partner came before you.
And I still didn't come at all. And if you asked, yeah, if he I should came, be able to.
I had a good time, but I just didn't get there.
Yeah, right,
and that's okay.
I've had sex, and yeah. you didn't come, and it was still okay. great.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So like,
that's okay.
Well, I guess
I'm not gonna lie about it.
You too nice and polite.
How many times do you let
too
that happen?
Polite.
What do you mean? Before you say something.
I probably will just make my own self come, and then that's just
exactly.
It.
I'm not. I haven't faked the orgasm in years. Yeah, I'm not doing it. It would, like you said, I had a good time. I just didn't come this time. It's all good.
Yeah, it's how do you make yourself come when you just had sex? How do you do that?
Your fingers, just like you just showed us.
Yeah,
like,
I do it in front of them so they could feel bad about it.
Same.
I do.
I've done it.
I pulled out a toy on purpose.
I didn't pull out
and that's
a toy,
why I say how many times, because I let it happen like the first, second, third, and then the fourth. Like I felt I didn't want to hurt his feelings, so I was like, I'm not gonna hurt it, but I'm gonna come, and I pulled out the toy.
Ooh. Do you use toys?
One time, I didn't really enjoy it.
What's over here?
What's over here?
What's happening?
Well, like, we want to make sure you have fun.
Okay.
So we do have a fetish kit for you. So this has blindfolds, a collar, and a leash. For him to put on him, wrist cuffs, ankle cuffs, and a little spanking paddle.
There you go.
I have just been upgraded.
He's not doing the right thing. You pull this out.
You pull that paddle out, okay?
And you take control.
Have a little fun, yummy.
Hey, I have to hide this from my mother.
Listen, this will be a great time for you and your mom to have these conversations.
Ooh, no, she's going to pray for me. No. Please.
You can take it out of the box and just, you know, okay. wrap it up in all something right. later. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you don't have the whole box. Your mom's not here, is she?
No, she's
okay.
not.
Okay, I thought you were.
No, she's not, but she is so online. Mm-hmm. She knows everything. So I'm not going to be able to dodge this one.
Well, shout out to her.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Shout out. We're not sure that Yemi's going to use it.
Okay. You're going to use it.
Look, she's taking it out. She's like, opening it. She's like,
I should. I want to.
Yeah. Have you ever been blindfolded?
No, but I imagine that would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have your own blindfold.
You know, I don't have
a blindfold, a leash.
Mm-hmm. It's the leash. I don't understand. Why he. But I have a friend.
You are a prostitute.
I have a friend. I have a friend, and all she does is send me two things. She sends me pictures and videos of babies because she loves babies, and then she sends me pictures and videos of things like this.
Okay.
She sends me.
She's diverse.
She's like, I need to be strapped now. She's so silly.
Yeah. She's gonna be jealous of your.
She will be.
Yeah.
She will be so
some.
Jealous.
Do you have
Thank
a special someone
this.
Now?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Well, she said she ain't never single. You heard that.
He's going to enjoy it.
We'll see how it goes.
I was looking at your finger like, is there a ring? But I don't see a ring.
Oh, there's no ring right now.
Right now.
But yeah.
You think he's the one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think that every time?
No.
Okay. No.
Okay. Yeah. I see. Like that, please. Wow. I used to always be like that. Yes, true. Everybody's the
everyone
one.
Was the
yeah,
one.
Everyone was the one. But yeah, he's the one.
He's different.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Why is that?
In a grown way. Mm-hmm. Well, I was a kid then. You know,
I feel that.
Kid mentally as well. Doesn't matter how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
But he is.
Okay. Well, we love to hear it. Mm-hmm. Tie him up. Let's see if it's real.
Okay. Use them handcuffs and that blindfold at the same time, girl. She ready.
Well, listen, we thank you so much for coming through. Happy birthday.
Yes,
thank
happy birthday.
You.
Yes, that's right, happy birthday.
By the way, this was really season. Special for us, though, because yes. I know it's not too often that you're, you know, in town. So we appreciate you coming through lip service.
Thank you so much.
We think you're amazing.
I appreciate it. I appreciate, even though, like, one would expect that... In Africa, we don't always have these conversations mm-hmm. because I wouldn't say it's a taboo, but like you would be seen as an unnecessarily open-minded person to the things that they would refer to as negatives, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But I value such conversations because I think women need to speak to each other more.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point that's of it. Point. And yeah. I do think part that's of women's empowerment is to be able to freely speak about our bodies, things that we like in a positive way with no judgment.
Especially the bodies.
Everybody's
especially
fucking.
Our bodies.
How do you think we got here? Like, somebody was fucking.
Like we need...
And FYI, guys have these conversations and it's A-okay. So yes, we are able to have these conversations too, and they'll have these conversations about us. So we can have these conversations with each other, and this helps a lot of women. And that's what I love about lip service, is women will be like, I was listening and I learned this and I didn't know about this, and I felt strange because I never was able to have anyone to talk to. So we just want to be able to let people know it's okay. There's nothing that you like that's weird, as long as it's consensual, and, you know,
and legal.
And legal.
And I like that you guys, even though it's centered around sex, like, but you still talk about anything feminine, you know, that concerns that regards the body. And each woman is different in her own way, but there's still women out there who are exactly like we are. And and most times we need to just be told that we're not alone, and that whatever condition or situation that we experience, someone out there is experiencing the same thing. You could just be the solution to someone's problem out there. And don't get me wrong, even though, you know, I keep saying in Africa we don't say certain things, a lot of women are now beginning to understand the importance of speaking out. So a lot of women are vocal and open to such conversations, and we'll be very excited to watch this eventually.
Yeah, that's that's important to us. I appreciate that, because even us discussing how, like, we didn't have these conversations with our own moms, then who are you having them with? You know what I'm saying? So that's why this means a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even, like, I'm pretty sure that it's a girl, I would be ashamed normally to speak about things like this, and it'll be uncomfortable, but being here and just being comfortable with everyone else and just knowing that, oh, you had that.
Like, oh, you had yourself too? You pee yourself?
Oh, you had those same issues too?
You had toilet paper before? You had toilet paper stuck in your crack?
You had to peel it off? Like, it is amazing. Shit. And the messages you get were like, wow, I went through that too. Or like the DMs, it is great. So
It don't take away from how powerful you are what a great role model you are for everybody, but young women, I think, in particular. So it does not take away from that. It adds to it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me on. It's amazing.
We thank you for coming.
Thank you, Lip Service. Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Lip Service.